Hello and welcome to another Orbit, the devotional from the youth team at St Mary's Reigate. I'm Martin Saunders. Each weekday we look together at a little bit of the Bible and ask how you might be able to apply it to today. Please do tell your friends and family about these daily readings if you think they'd find them helpful. Today's reading comes from Acts chapter 16 and verses 35 to 39. Yesterday we read how Paul and Silas had an opportunity to escape from their Macedonian prison, but they decided not to in order to save the life of the jailer. Today Paul is released, but he doesn't go quietly. But when it was day, the magistrate sent the police, saying, "Let those men go." And the jailer reported these words to Paul, saying, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. Therefore, come out now and go in peace." But Paul said to them, "They have beaten us publicly, uncondemned, men who are Roman citizens, and have thrown us into prison. Do they now throw us out secretly? No, let them come themselves and take us out." The police reported these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Roman citizens. So they came and apologized to them, and they took them out and asked them to leave the city. Being a Christian doesn't mean you have to be a timid little pushover. There's an idea spread by Christmas cards depicting the cuddly baby Jesus that he was meek and mild and that we should be too. But while Jesus was kind and loving, he was also a passionate revolutionary. He came to turn the world upside down, not to cuddle it. An interesting little aside, by the way. You probably heard that Jesus encouraged us to turn the other cheek to our enemies. We might interpret that as meaning we should offer the bullies a second chance to punch us, or that we should give out our bank details to scammers when they try to catch us out. But if you were a Roman soldier, the most likely person to smack you in the face in Jesus' culture, then you've only got one free hand. The other hand is busy holding your spear. So when you've hit someone who you want to humiliate, you use the back of your hand to slap them dismissively. It was how you established your dominance over them. If that person turned the other cheek to you, backhanding them became impossible. They were inviting you to punch them properly, like an equal. So turning the other cheek wasn't an act of submission, but defiance. Anyway, I digress. In this story, Paul refuses to let an injustice pass unchallenged. He and Silas were thrown in prison because they healed a fortune-telling slave and therefore robbed her owners of an income. Not only that, but as Roman citizens, this should never have happened to them. So when they're released, Paul won't go quietly. He demands justice. He wants a public apology. And you know what? He gets it. The very people who had Paul and Silas stripped, beaten with rods and thrown into prison now have to say a humiliating sorry in full public view. The injustice has been completely turned around, and it's brought glory to God too. Following Jesus means loving everyone and putting their needs before our own, but it doesn't mean being treated like a doormat or bullied or pushed around. When the injustice is against us, God cares just as much. God is a God of justice, and he fights for everyone who ends up on the wrong side. Often, he'll ask us to be involved in bringing justice, which is the work of the kingdom, but he also promises to see justice for us too. That's why the psalmists often refer to God as our rock and our fortress. We can always depend on him when we're up against it. Well, you might want to join me in praying this prayer today. Lord, I pray that you would help me to spot injustice around me and fight against it. But when I am the victim of unkindness or the wrong actions of others, I thank you that you will fight for me too and be my fortress. Amen. There's now a short chance for you to pray or listen to God or simply be still for a few moments. Each day we provide you with a simple challenge, something to do that helps you put this little thought into action, and here's today's challenge. We've thought a bit today about what it means to be a victim of injustice. So today, take a few moments to think about how others in your world are treated unfairly. It could be someone or a group of people in your community, your school, or even your family. Ask God how your words or actions could make a difference for them, and see if you have an opportunity to bring fairness or justice into someone else's life. Where could you be a force of justice and good today? If you want to get in touch, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org or message us on Instagram. We're at stmarys_satellites. Let us know what you think of this daily reflection. We would love your feedback. We'll be back with another edition of Orbit tomorrow. Thanks for taking part today.